All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let
track. Have to go back and stack, cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hop puzzle, so shocker. Down with indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess,
kill the noise.
We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chanel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in the lineup? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold the people still. So what you saying?
Boxing seats and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse to slack. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my style is death. And then deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't a bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Droppin' hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
so check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we would fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
No knock knock, he's out, who's there? Oh, it is it, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no flout, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. The Lisa Verito says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me the E-double, and me and PMU like the funky press couple.
I fight fire with fire, that's why most retired. When we needed a pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds are against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and decline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Tina Storm, where you at, lady?
I'm right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany's new show, Just Jay and Gina Storm. It's going to be every other Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Press that 1 to get in the queue so you can speak with us. We'll be happy to have you on our maiden voyage. How you doing, Just Jay?
I'm all right. That was a smooth rollout right there, lady. How excited have you been for tonight? Let me stop beating around the bush. The bush ain't there for the beating. How excited have you been for tonight?
Sometimes it would be inaudible, and other times people would like me to shut up about it. So either way, I'm still geeked than I am now because here we are.
All day, all day.
Right. That's like a real sound effect that comes out of me. Right.
You know, you need to keep that on tap. You need to, like, put, like, a button on your shoulder or something like that. When you hit it, you just go ahead and, yeah, get that decibel up, that MRI carry.
That's a happy place I live, yes. Welcome.
I love the music on the intro. You know, that's what we're going to be doing tonight, everybody. We're going to be listening to y'all, and hopefully y'all listen to one another as well. What me and Gina is going to do, we're going to do a community action in here. As far as we're going to attentively listen to one another in order to go ahead and help ourselves to grow. Gina, we are here because of some very special people.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
I'm wearing my Rawlings right now because why be ordinary when you can be raw? And this show in the Epiphany Universe is sponsored by Rawlings, like all the other shows, Monday through Sunday. We're just here every other Saturday, and I'd like to thank Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet.
Amen.
Who felt like, you know, there was something about us that made this a necessity and not an option. And we are appreciative for this opportunity.
Yeah, we're appreciative of the whole Epiphany family thing that we've been experiencing here. You know, we're from a small house, and you guys do a lot of things that are similar to us. So we kind of understand the system that you guys have and the things that we can go ahead and share and swap to go ahead and for more efficiency. You know, it's more than welcome. We appreciate everything that you guys have done for us up to this point and beyond.
We've been doing a combo of wherever we are, we take over. The Small House of Poetry from Clubhouse takes over your mic, wherever you have a mic. And we also would like to feature you in our living room on Clubhouse so that you can sit on the comfy couch and get to know us better. We get to know you better. The community gets to embrace you. Your poetry is heard in a platform that you may not currently be expressing yourself, but it's that kind of synchronicity that we as poets can broaden our horizons and our community so that we can all connect across the globe, and that's always been my goal. So, yay, here we are.
Hey, we had a couple of Epiphany takeovers that was crazy.
Yeah.
When Van came over there and did his feature and For Real did his interview and Mr. Metaphoria did his interview. Those were all crazy, crazy rooms. The energy was insane.
That's the family dynamic that we should all be seeking. And if you don't have that, then you should build it. They'll come. The people who belong to you, your kindreds, the people who are like-minded, who are trying to make a change, to be the change, and who love family and poetry, they're out there. They're looking for you like you're looking for them. And that's how we ended up here in this Epiphany family. So, yay. Okay, I'm done.
there's a couple of sensitive topics that are going on right now. You know, when people want to come in, they want to express those things. Feel welcome to. This thing that we're doing here as far as this community social experiment, of us listening to one another and learning from the listening process that we do with one another. It's a value to all. You guys may see that this may actually be like a little workshop for many. So if you're working on something and let it be known what you want to be listened to in your piece. We call it little mini features because when you come in here and you do your thing, we'll be listening to you. If you want to take it down some avenues, we'll go down there with you. You know, that always depends upon a volume of callers as far as how long we'll be able to spend with you guys. But we want to try to spend a maximum that we can.
Not only that, we want you to know that this is a safe space and you don't have to feel like, you know, you're going to be raked over the coals or you're in the spotlight if you feel uncomfortable being in that position. We're chilling. Come chill with us. We want to hear your prayer.
Oh, yeah,
we want to break it down for you.
We'll work with you.
For you, yes. So there's no ill will, just comfort. And let's do this.
Already. Man, I didn't say that like what's name, because I remember when I first had talked to Keith Eric, and I was hearing him say it, and I said, man, you from Arkansas? He said, no, I'm from Texas. I said, all right, I don't see why I couldn't shoot that far from over there, but yeah, let's go ahead and get it, Gina. Who do we have coming in here first?
I'm sorry, I have multiple devices, and I'm in the wrong location to give you that information at this point.
See, Doug. What's going on with you, bro?
Hi, Dexter. Can you hear us? Clarence.
Are you unmuting me?
Yeah,
oh.
You wanted it.
Yeah, you have your hand raised, don't you, bro?
Yes, I did. And, I mean, I'm driving a little bit. I'm almost at my destination. But I can talk to you. So how you been?
Man, we've been doing good, bro. We've been doing good. You know, we've been branching out a little bit. We've been moving into, as far as the small house stuff, you know, we've been staying busy. You know, actually, we are trying to get our feet up under ourselves, and we were very happy that we were provided a spot to do that here at Epiphany, man, to go ahead and gather ourselves and to be anchored in.
I mean, you deserve this spot right here at Epiphany. I'm just going to let you know right now. As for the small house of poetry, I dig it. I just can't get on it at all times because, you know, man's got to make that dope.
Man, we always love it when we see you. I can see the interaction in between you and Gina, man. You guys have that really good brother-sister chemistry, man, and it comes across every time. Gina, I'm about to go ahead and step back because this is one of your people. You got to wrestle
he's
this mic
people.
Out my hand sometime,
look,
brother.
Look, he's our people, but he's my big brother. Hey, Dexter.
Hey, Sister Dee Dee, a.k.a. Sister Soul, a.k.a. Gina Storm.
I'm going to bring
the
mic tonight when we have an opportunity to share poetry. But right now, we're here for you, all of you, everyone who came out to support us on our maiden voyage. I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to come through.
Well, I wasn't going to miss this one. I mean, you're there. Just Jay is there. I'm going to make the time. That's how this goes.
Yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't understand how family works and your family is jacked up and the people that you're related to, you can't kill, but you have to keep. Pick your own family. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So biologically, we don't share parents, but this is my brother all day, every day. So I know you brought something hot for the maiden voyage. I don't know what it's titled or what you're coming to bring, but whatever it is, we're here for it, and we're going to break it down for you.
All right, so before you do that, let me put this down for just a second.
This might need a warm-up.
Okay, that was about 3 or 4 seconds, but I'm here.
That's okay.
All right.
I was just telling Just Jay that you might need a warm-up. So if need be, if you'd like to give us a precursor or a backstory, this is the time to do it.
I don't know if it's a backstory except for the fact that I've already did music to this before and I've already recorded it, but I've never recited it on any network, and this is the first time I'm reciting it here. So I have a piece called Birth of a Poet.
How you want us to listen to this, Clarence? How you want us to listen to this?
Just straightforward.
My man.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Wait, With that being said, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Birth of a Poet. You can't abort this mission. These words from my inner spirit is purpose and supposed to be here. Giving transparency and honesty, taking risk against the secret societies trying to eradicate me. Those interested and intent to silence my verses, not in love or inclusive, combing through each parable with heat fine-tooth combs in order to straighten me out, laying me to the side like I'm their prostitute. My observations stem from what God has shown me, advising me to study to show myself approved. This isn't to be appreciated by man and make them comfy cozy. I write to wake people out of their numb skulls and focus on hidden hands. You know, the ones making laws that cause sin to create a desensitized nation that resembles Satan in his blatancy. This is where I get struck because I didn't adhere to guidelines or besides what can be said. Well, read between the lines. You took over my space that I was linked in to desecrate my character. You never sat with me after all these years of dedication, and this is the mother radio edit. Thanks I get. I could have cussed in cursive writing, but I decided against becoming like you. The book my face is in is the Holy Scriptures that depicts you as despicable. Abominable snowman in technicolor descriptions. How dare you suffer God's little children? But I forgive you because you know not what you do during your killing spree. I am not your dreams terrorist or your partners in your heresy, here I say. I'm not everyone else, and I'm above your comparisons, every metaphor where you regret the day I was born in your core. I'm just your friendly neighborhood poet expressing my flow here. I'm just that baby boy born September 26, 1965, Rochester, New Yorker, that's not owned by you. I absolutely have no desire to fit in, and I spread love through osmosis as I edify instead of entertain, because that's my mission. To all you overseers, know this, notice the rebirth of Slick the Poet. Poem.
I'm sorry. The rebirth of Slick the Poet? What are we even supposed to do with that? Who is there? I love that. I'm going to give the mic to Jay because we said we were going to either take notes or pull out a line that we each liked, and I have too many, so I'm going to let him go first so I can narrow it down to three.
Okay.
Appreciate you, sis.
All right.
You know, you started out this with the birth of a poet, and you pretty much, you know, it sounded like it was going to be like a really good thing, but it actually made you a marked man. You were talking about they were watching you and your movements, and they were basically watching you and your movements through your poetry. You talked about the conditions of what's going on right now. I got a lot of different images as far as from the words desensitized nation. I got a lot of imagery out of that. Just a lot of the things that you see on YouTube, what may have you, has been desensitized. That's the movies that are reaching for more and more shock value within the whatever we're doing. You also talked about the infiltration into the social media, and you went way back to MySpace. But you also said that you're going to take a different path than your persecutors, and you had mentioned your faith. You also, the Spider-Man reference, didn't get missed either, bro. A decent poem. What is this poem about, brother?
Well, it started, you know, from the fact that I am pro-life. So when I said you can't abort this mission, it started from there. And then it's just basically seeing the matrix system of this world, just looking at it and saying, okay, we're all at fault. It's like this song from Cheap Trick back in the 70s. Mama's all right, daddy's all right, we're all just a little weird.
Gina.
Here's the thing about it. When he said that was, I grew up in a household where my mother said that don't be offended when someone calls you crazy. Be offended when someone who doesn't know you calls you crazy.
Right, so, that part.
Yeah, it made perfectly good sense to me. Okay, so this is a line that I had to settle on because I don't want to not give time and love to other callers who are calling in tonight, but I got to give you this. I wanted to see if I got this correct because this is what I wrote down. He designed a comb to straighten me out. Can I get that line back?
Okay. Combing through each parable with heated fine-tooth combs in order to straighten me out, laying me to the side like I'm their prostitute.
So, okay. Rewind to me in the second through ninth grade. My mother didn't want my hair pressed on the stove with a straightening comb, but there would be this process they called the warm comb. Like the comb was taken off the fire, set to the side, then sat apparently on this rag that got scorched a little bit because you could see the outline of the comb's teeth on said rag before it touched my hair. So my hair wasn't like fried, but it's supposed to be curly, but it was straight. And then she did this side bang that she pulled to the side with a barrette. Every single day, that I had that hairstyle, I wanted to die. So when you said that, I was thinking, he wasn't even there yet, he knows. Nobody wants that. That's not good. That's torturous.
Yes, it is.
Never had it done. They don't know what I'm talking about. And for everybody who has had to hold their ear or their mom pulled the straightening comb through their hair, they don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's horrible. But that piece was, there's always layers, like Jay was pointing out. So many different things being referenced at the same time that intertwined and still made sense. I don't know if it's genius or madness, but either way, it works for me. So here we are. How did you feel? When did you write that, actually? And how did you feel when you were writing it? So, because I like to know the headspace you were in that brought that to be where you landed.
Well, I'm going to shout somebody out. Here's the funny thing. And I'm going to shout out Strategy the Poet. Shout out Poetic Pretty Wings and Immuna J of my group, The Fourth Quarter. Strategy comes up with these prompts. Now, Birth of the Poet almost sounded like a title that La Perla Negra had called Birth of a Pen. I almost thought I was stepping on toes, and she told me no. So I went on with it, and I just started with the pro-life, pro-choice problems that we've been seeing. And me being pro-life, I just said, you can't abort this mission, and I just took it from there. And it's just observation. It's seeing how we're desensitized, how we are men are becoming emasculated and women are having balls. And it just goes from there. So I wrote this maybe about 3 weeks ago.
Well, I like the finger on the pulse of what's going on always. So it's relevant.
All right.
And you don't see these kind of perspectives coming from men often, but from you regularly. So I'm proud to be your sister. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate you, C-Dub.
Hey.
Do you have anything that's going on, bro, before we go ahead and get on to the next caller?
Only thing I have going on is just more poetry, more music set to the poetry, and that's basically it. I'm just bugging y'all, pretty much it.
I'm thinking that's more than enough. Hey, man, I've been hearing the tracks you've been making, man, and not only the tracks that you have been making, what it does for the people that you do it for. That's what I really see, and how they light up and how you get their inspiration and stuff moving, man. Appreciate what you're doing for the community.
Hey, this is what I love to do. This is what I'm here for. And if somebody can get God out of me through this, I've done my job.
Man, appreciate you for coming through, brother.
Absolutely. Hey. One love,
hey,
one mic.
One love, one love, one mic. I'll take my socks off.
Be easy, brother. Now, I got to take care, Dexter. Hey, I need to remind y'all to, if y'all want to get into the queue, to raise y'all hands. I know I've sat, out there, so I'm not trying to bully nobody, but I am trying to break your fingers over to the one button. All right, who do we have up for next?
Hello.
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 Who is this?
I think it's Donna.
Hello?
I'm not sure. It said I'm muted.
Yes, so you. Y'all know who you are.
Wait,
no,
you
are
muted. It is. Yes.
I just want to be sure it was me that was unmuted.
Yes, ma'am. Happy Saturday and welcome to Epiphany. It's the Just Joe and
hey.
Gina Storm maiden voyage. We're glad you could come aboard.
And
of
Jay.
Course I could. Of course I could.
I said
I wouldn't leave my fam. I wouldn't leave my fam out here lonely and everything without my dulcet tones.
Love it.
I appreciate you called in early, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what it is? I raised my hand early. I didn't know I raised it that early, though. I didn't know I was the second person. So, hey, yeah. That's
yeah,
how I was
one,
a little shocked.
One gets you in the queue, and the queue stands as you come in. If you don't raise your hand, however, it'll go to the next person whose hand's raised. So that's why we have
right.
to emphasize. Raise your hand if you want to be heard.
Yeah, but I was sitting here listening for the whole music. I was listening to all y'all banter, and I hadn't raised my hand. So when I did raise my hand, I didn't expect to be the second person, that's all. But I'm here.
I understand how many people listen without their hand raised. I am, just like Jay said, we're guilty of it. We've done it repeatedly. So that's why repeatedly we'll say, if you have something to say, raise your hand by pressing 1, because people forget.
And me, I'll be
that's
trying to be
sure.
patient and everything, and I'll be like, man, I must have been, everybody must have had their
mm-hmm.
hands raised already. And
mm-hmm.
by the end of the show, they'd
trying
be like,
be
all right, we're about to get out of here. Trying to be patient.
You trying to be,
trying
patient?
To be patient?
You?
Yeah, me. I actually have a measure
okay.
of patience.
Yeah, you though, but thank you. I don't know what the measure is. Must be a second.
Oh, you're seeing it tonight. You are seeing it tonight.
If you say
what
so,
do you have for,
I'll give you just a second.
What do you have for us tonight? And by the way, can you introduce yourself as well, ma'am?
Hey, my name is Mama Donna. Or better known as Donna Reed Roberts, but I'm Mama Donna on the Clubhouse. I'm Mama Donna in the Small House of Poetry, and I guess I'm going to be Mama Donna on Epiphany Radio.
Hey, everywhere you go, you'll be Mama Donna.
That's where I'm going to be.
All right. We can go ahead and fight now. I just have to make sure everybody knew exactly who I was fighting with.
Yeah. If I come in here enough, they'll figure it out.
Yes, ma'am.
So I do have a piece.
Do you need to do a preheat for that piece? And is there anything in particular that you want us to listen for, Mama?
Yeah, I want you to listen to it and tell me what y'all think about it. You know me, I like don't hold no punches. And it's something fairly new. And I want to run it by and see how it lands. I usually think
I'll
it's going to land like a little, but we'll see.
Right, hey, however it lands, it's going to land over here in Epiphany tonight. With that being said,
that's
Mama
sure.
Donna, the mic is yours.
It's titled, Strength of She. When I think of strength, I think of physical ability. I never think about the other forms of strength. When you think about your everyday struggles, you realize how strong you are and have been. The strength to get up every day and to do a job you hate. You do it only because it provides income. I faced that several times in my life, sacrificing time with my children to maintain a roof over our heads. Unfortunately, I find myself in situations where it was impossible to even do that. I had to find the strength to tell my children we are homeless again. Looking at the disappointment in their faces because you effed up, it takes strength to look at the ones you love and know that you cannot provide for them properly. It took strength to create a job after you couldn't find one to take care of your children. I did nails for 5 years, Let me tell you that dealing with the public takes a lot of strength to not act out of character. It takes strength not to cry when your mother took her last breath. 2 seconds later, have her husband dole out her belongings to my sister and her kids. I was there, not them. Strength is a manifestation of necessity. I would rather operate in my feminine energy. I was not afforded that luxury. It takes strength to face romantic disappointments. Standing there while someone lies over and over again. It takes strength not to lash out in violence as this so-called man lashes out and berates me as I stand there in bewilderment. It takes all I am not to crumble and fall into a fetal position. It would be so easy to roll up into a ball and give up. I don't have that luxury, though. I'm so damn tired of being perceived as strong, especially when you know it's a lie. I'm not strong. I was just surviving. This is the ultimate strength of she. I know countless women who face adversity. I know with the indomitable spirit of she, I was able to persevere through all obstacles placed in front of me. I understand that my strength comes from God. I have countless instances that when I tried to control the narrative, it would end badly. I knew when I lifted my hands up to God, my circumstances changed. The homeless situation would change. The relationship that was detrimental to my mental and emotional stability ended. My children have become what God has determined them to be. I became this person who has gained the most essential part of me through poetry. If you ask me, the ultimate strength of she is my belief in a higher power. For me, that means God. That's what Mama Donna says.
Oh, Mama Donna. There was a line in there that spoke to me. And it would take all the strength inside of you not to fall into the fetal position. I've been scared on a couple of occasions. That's the first thing my body did automatically.
Yeah.
It's a defense mechanism when you feel defeated. But when you have strength, it's not even something that you would suggest, something you don't even think of any longer because you're way beyond that. I love that piece because it's important that you empower yourself after you have gotten out of situations that were adverse or detrimental to any part of your wellness. And I salute that. So I love that piece. That was my favorite line. I'm going to give the mic to Jay and see what his thoughts were.
You know, when I had first started listening to this piece, I had started taking notes with this piece. And then as I was taking notes, I said, this is another piece you don't take notes with. You basically go ahead and feel it. The ebbs and the flows and the sways of it. And like I always tell you with your pieces, Mama Donna, they be traumatic pieces, but you be at such a point of understanding with the piece that you can actually fully explain this trauma, these happenings. And it's not like you're fully removed from it. You're being objective with your own trauma that you had. So it's much easier on the listener to go ahead and take in the lesson. Love this, Mama. What is this piece about?
Well, somebody has sent me a back channel, something. It's called SOS, Strength of She, to write a piece on it. And I was supposed to try to present it because they were going to do a show that Monday. Of course, I was having Wi-Fi issues, so I had started writing it. I couldn't do that on Monday, even though I had straightened it out because I was still working and stuff. So I started writing it, and I was like, you know, we really don't think about our strength in terms of our mental or emotional strength. We think of physical strength. And just from there, it just started flowing. And I think about all the times that I thought I was weak, but I still was strong. It takes strength to tell somebody you effed up. It takes strength to know when and be held accountable for your wrongs. It takes strength in all those situations. you know.
Right.
And part of that conversation that I was having with myself, too, is that sometimes these people are getting out here, you know, women are too strong, they're too independent, but they act like this is what we wanted. I don't want to be strong. I would like to walk in my feminine energy. I would like to lean on a man to help pick up the load. But any time I leaned on a man to pick up the load, he throws the load back at me and gave me more to carry.
Right.
So, you know, there's so, you know, you sit there and when you don't want to be strong, but you have to be strong because you have children, you have to be strong. But your strength comes from them, but it comes from God. And every time I laid my hand on something, it seemed like it went wrong. But every time I raised my hand up and say, God, you take over, everything went right.
Mm.
So it was all a jumble of everything.
Love that piece. Gina, how many times have you had to put your hand up?
More times than not. I also get unmuted and I'm talking on mute. So you can count on me to mess up twice in one call.
It would not, you know what? It would not be you if you were not talking on mute. That's what we love about you, Gina.
It's so crazy, Mama, because over here at Epiphany, Terrell the Poet calls me Gina Storm the Mutator. I'm mutating because I'm talking on mute. I'm not a mutant. I'm mutating. Yes. So, yeah, I'm glad that you came through. I knew that you would. We love you at the small house. We'll be in the living room with our interview with Tila Shell tomorrow. Hopefully we'll see you there. Hang out, hopefully, depending on how much time the show will allow, because we're at the whim of the Blog Talk Lady, whether or not we're able to have a speed round if you're available.
Oh, yes. If I can stay awake, I will try to be there.
And
be a part of that.
Thank you so much. Love you. One love, one mic.
Okay, thank you. Love you, too. Bye.
Hey, be easy, Mama Donna. Take care.
You, too. You take care, Jack.
Gina, I think people thought we was really about to get ready to start fighting up in this jail.
Sure. Look at how JJ. I'm Thelma, you're JJ. This is how we rotate. This is our life. That is Mama. She is Florida Evans in the household hand here.
Right. Instead of a small house, it'd be small apartment
stuff,
in Chicago in the high rise. Oh, no.
Real stuff. No,
that name's
no,
too long. We got to work on that name. We got to trim down some syllables in there. It's the verbiage. Verbiage.
Indeed, indeed.
What you want to do now, Gina? You want to just wrap it up and call it a night?
No, actually, no. This is what I wanted to do because I've done this everywhere, and this is the first time that I haven't started a show by doing so. We had callers, two callers, but I would like us to do a host bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm going to need to run a start into that one right there, though. I'm going to need to run a start into that one right there.
I wasn't saying you go first. I was just saying let's do it.
I'm going to need a little bit of more running than that, too. just a wee bit.
Understood, and fine.
I understand I got a gunslinger on my side. It's always good to have a gunslinger on your side.
Hey, don't have to get ready because I stay ready.
I heard that. I'm just glad to see you ready.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yickety.
You're the worst. I didn't even allow this to happen. My life was perfectly set, and then I decided to go step out on the ledge. But as we remain on said ledge and loving the vibe and the poetry thus far, appreciating everybody who's come through. Dexter, oh, my God, he never disappoints. And Donna, small house. So you're not ready for us to do a host bit. We can either have a musical interlude or we'll do that in lieu of going into
Tell you what, let's go ahead and go into a host bit then.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to.
No. We got people that are waiting to get in here.
Well, Well, I'm trying to make sure that we can keep the poetry going, and if not, then we'll listen to some music and chill. I just didn't want you to feel pressured.
No, it's a bunch of hands that is up, unless I'm looking at this wrong.
No, you're not looking at it wrong. Yeah, so that's exactly what I like to do. I tell you what, since I brought it up, it'll be on me. What I got to do, though, is find a piece, because there are poems that I wrote. Oh, you know what it is? That I did this piece the other day. And
you wrote it the other day?
I wrote it the other day, and I spit it the other day, and I've only read it once.
So it's been shuffled around on you because you ain't labeled it. Oh, I see where you're going with this.
No, I found it. So this is where this is from. This is from
Label them.
Wednesday night. This is preheat. The preheat is this is from Wednesday night. La Perla Negra and Miss VIP host the Erotic Love Zone here in the Epiphany Universe at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and I happen to be there for it. And their question for the night was, if you could have a body part of your loved one, past or present, what would it be? And I chose his mouth. So
I heard that one. I'm so looking forward to hearing this again.
No, I'm not looking forward to reading it. But nothing against you. It's just that, you know how sometimes when you read it, you don't know who all's listening? Now I know you heard it, so I
got to
do it.
What that means?
I got to do it differently now because you've already heard it. So, it can't be the same piece twice.
I'll be putting people on. I ain't heard that thing.
Whatever. Anyway, you know how this works. Let's go.
The mic is yours. That's how it works.
Right. I was waiting for the mic. Thank you. I titled this piece, His Mouth, and I wrote it on 12/7/2022. And be the first time here with you. I chose his mouth when I was given a body part that I would like to have because I chose it before and I will again. Not for the obvious reasons. I'd want to keep his mouth during every season. See, he prays for me daily and often nights also. He reads scripture and gives me the breakdown whenever I'm confused. His mouth only brings me good news. He has the deep voice that I find sexy in my dudes. He was blessed with a beautiful singing range and croons. 90s baby making tunes, gospel and old school hip hop. Those hooks make my heart stop. His mouth taste test my cooking and baking, smiling with each sample, showing off that deep, beautiful dimple, pearly white, lovely smile a mile wide. His enjoyment he'd never hide. I want to keep his affirmation, sexy talk, loving words, awesome and corny dad jokes. His conversation is poetry more times than not when he's holding me. Just the way he says my name. Yeah, that is the spot. His kisses are enchanting. Lips full and lovely. Yeah, I have to reiterate, his mouth will belong to me in peace.
Now I see how you was flirting with that old line over there. The whole thing was a misdirection, by the way. Nice piece, lady.
I appreciate your candor and discomfort. That's appropriate. So thank you. Thank you, my brother. He was like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's my sister and ill. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, it's just poetry.
No. That was a nice piece, though. That was a
nice
piece.
He doesn't exist. I love for him to exist. He's bits and pieces of previous frogs that I kissed along the way. Searching for my
frog kisser, frog kisser.
Yeah, frog, you know, frogs that I kissed along the way, yes, sir. So I know better, so I will do better. And I'm saving my kisses. I will not be putting in my mouth any more frogs, thanks. But, yeah. With that being said, Jess J, you cannot call me a frog kisser and get away with it. So,
Now, so you be coming up with these different rules on the fly. I mean, it'd be like, wait a minute. Yep, this is a rule that should be right here. Yep, let me. It don't have to fit. Just go ahead and keep kicking it until it fits. Yeah. All right, let me go ahead and find a piece. As I recall, I don't do you like that. I be kind of like thinking of the, you know, the different things that, you know, so that, yeah, that so that don't be happening. You know,
I'm a girl,
we just different.
Boy, we're different. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, that part. Come on. Hi, I'm Gina. Did we just meet? Get your life.
Apparently for the first time, because you are brand new right now. All
never
right.
Invited, minted. The mic is yours.
Appreciate you, sis. The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind, and I trekked over the heights and slid down into the valleys, and I tepidly walked into a cave, braving the shrill of bats and the feel of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties. And for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore to wash myself in the bluer than blue sea, inhaling of this beauty. I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasures, not easily brought up even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back into my cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through vegetation of wilderness unkept, keen and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of a great fallen cedar. I sat there, and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish without a spine. I grew weary of this game, so I left to go walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Fool, I closed my eyes, and another day whooped by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest only in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in a chair at this table with this cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. And I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walk to the edge of this oven, plant my face in a cool meadow of tall grass being refreshed by the giant drops of dew, and the dew reflects the moon's light glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped, and the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways down my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the creatures of the night. For they saw me from far off, when feet were dredging through white hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad,
walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wine. Because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from the cup of madness. The madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now I must awaken to leave. And I attest that all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Poem.
Okay, I don't do drugs, so I'm just going to have to ask this question. What was that about?
This was like an inception into my mind. It was like, you know, the movie Inception, things were kind of like moving topsy-turvy and left to right, and they weren't supposed to, or the streets were rolling up. And like when I said I was falling, you know, from a cloud, but it was like it was a city up there, and I was up there, and I was falling out of it. And then I'm looking down at the ground, and I start naming these things that are there. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there. So it was just like something. It was skippy on purpose. It was punchy on purpose to go ahead and create that dream type feel.
Okay, so I came away with these lines, and I need some understanding. You said, I emerged wiser. Now, I thought, oh, yay, this is going in a good direction. Then it got real then it got real crazy real quick. So the next line, I'm not there yet. Then the next line that I need some understanding about was, you said, I emerged exhausted and roasted. That sounds horrible. Like, you have been scorched by the sun to the point where your skin is now crispy rotisserie chicken. Yeah, that's terrible.
Right.
Was this just a metaphor, or was this in your mind's eye?
You know what? Each one of these different places that I went to was like a place in my head. You know,
okay.
The desert. That's a loneliness. That's isolation.
You're getting
right.
Water.
Oasis.
You said laughing like an animal. Now, I know what that means. Like, you're not even bothering to get a cup or cup your hands and drink.
No.
Your face is where the water is meeting there in that spot. And I'm like, wow, that's next level. Like, I don't think I've ever been that thirsty. So, again, the imagery there, a little frightening. And because, you know, getting a better understanding. So this is my final one. You said I had to awaken to leave. So I'm thinking, wait, was all of this a dream? Was he conscious for any of it?
Actually, when I said I had to awaken, it didn't mean I was asleep, but it was I was searching inside my mind and all these different rooms. Each one of those different places represented a portion of me. Like when I went there and I was at the stump that I had to chop through in the
uh-huh.
in the woods and the vegetation, all those were different mental states that I was going through to get to different places. And like I said, the oasis is where I went to waste time and you know, have my pleasures and food and all the rest of that to go ahead and rejuvenate. The interesting thing about the walk through the desert was that I thought I had just walked my line straight because I was like, if I didn't walk it that way, I was going to die. And then, you know, but the animals seen a different thing. I'm up here, you know, walking in circles, mirages and
you don't
madness.
Even know. Yeah, because
there
yeah,
you go.
Your mind has allowed you to see something to help you deal with the situation, but they're watching it in real time.
Right.
And they're like, what is he doing? Right. So that was a
they
lot.
They do crazy.
I will give you this. Mentally, that would be, to me, the equivalent of jumping double dutch, and I had to jump single rope because I grew up with brothers who did not care to turn the rope for me, so I didn't actually learn that I had to stand in the rope, and nobody's trying to do that. You look like you... I'm not on a short bus looking the window. I'm not going to be able to... I can't. But I love to watch, and I
we
can
all
learn.
Need to know our limitations.
Right, so I know that's not my lane. But you out here double dutching with a piece like that, and I salute that for real because it's not easy. And, wow, it was so much going on. Like I said, I took the lines that I could get. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time. I love to have a whole speed round, and it's just the two of us. So we needed to chop each other's piece up, but that was a lot. And I appreciate the gymnastics of it because I still feel like I need to do a cool down. Because I did a warm up, I stretched, and then I was in there. With I got a cool down. So.
Are you proud of it? Love
it. It's a good place, and I'm just glad that we're here together doing it. And we're going to get this poetry. We're going to get this work.
All right. Who do we have behind the curtain?
Next caller on the mic. Who do we have on the mic?
It is I, La Perla Negra. How y'all doing tonight?
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Oh, as you can see, it's foolishness and shenanigans at its height.
It's like a control fire.
Yeah, y'all sound like siblings for real. Like, okay.
My mother laughs at us. She be like, ooh, y'all need to stop. And my daughter told me that I couldn't take on any more kids. So on Clubhouse, I'm Auntie Gina because I can't take no more kids. But did nobody tell me? My brothers didn't say you can't get no more brothers. So I've been collecting them over the years. He's one of them, and he's one of the ones like Dexter. When Clarence and I are together, people, or we're on the phone, or we're doing something together, people think that we're together actually physically, or that we have the same parents. And that's just the vibe that you get when somebody just becomes your family. And I don't love anything more than family, so here we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, you guys are doing a good job so far. And congratulations on the pilot show.
Appreciate you. I'm so
excited. Yeah.
Look at, hold on. He has to keep pulling my, because I will float away. I'm like a helium balloon.
Lord. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Great pieces, you two, as well. Great pieces.
Yeah, I brought that over there for y'all, because like I said, I had chose hands, but you did, and I was like, oh, I got to do something else now. Which really put me under pressure because I didn't know when you were going to get to me, but I did know that I wanted to have a piece that wasn't hands. We're loving being back here, and we always host together, so this is just our energy in general.
Yeah, we got a pedigree around here, too, now. I don't know how many times I had co-hosted over here. You know, I kind of made my rounds with some of the greats around here and everything. And then, so this like, you know, coming back home. This ain't us like, hey, what's this epiphany thing?
Right.
We know this thing.
Okay, it's a return. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah. I was talking to Larry about that one day, like, when me and Pharrell, no. Okay, so I did a show. I didn't know, you know, if I could even host the show. I just wanted to give it a shot. And he was one of the first people to give me a shot. And my show was Smooth Cruise with Gina Storm. And then people were just calling it Gina's Grooves. So then I just called it the Gigi Show. And then I fast-forwarded, like, my grandchildren started to call me Gigi as their name for me, and I was like, oh, look at now, Gigi is back on Epiphany with Uncle Jay. Oh, so we came full circle, like you said.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, Pharrell is an amazing person. Yeah, he's not, you know, not just being the CEO of Epiphany or Raw Links. He's just an amazing person, period. You know, I've known him practically all my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he has never changed,
never.
He's always had a big personality and always been an entertainer.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And he's a good friend to have. And when you come to a network that he's a part of, even before he came up with Epiphany, he would be at other networks. It's nothing but love. You know, it really is. It's nothing but love. And it just continues. Oh, we're just happy to do our part and be on the love train.
Absolutely.
Hey.
want.
Okay, with that being said, I know my brother wants to hand you the microphone so that we can get this amazing poetry from you and break it down in the manner in which we are accustomed to.
Okay. All right.
You ready for this amazing microphone for your amazing poetry?
I'm ready.
Really? We good? We ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I don't know if my poetry is amazing, but I'm ready for the mic.
With that being said, Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Gathering of My Pieces. You know, love and relationships can be a roller coaster of emotions. And sometimes hearts get broken and shattered within those emotions. Whether it's done by them or you've done it to yourself, heartache does happen. And there's no quick fix. You just have to learn and grow through it as you go through it. And we have every right to go insane. Just don't forget it's a temporary break, so do come back. That's what I use to glue the pieces of my shattered heart back together. Eventually it works. But for now, I'm going through a little something. See, I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. But I started to choke in the overflow because I was already fighting to breathe between delayed heartbeats of a dying heart. My everything longed for him, but my heart ached. Because I told myself that I was never going to be here ever again. So I wish that I could pack up my heart like a suitcase and just go. Just neatly fold up my feelings of hurt, disappointment, and pain and organize them. No. Wait a minute. You can't organize heartbreak. So I'll say place. Place them in areas they fit, like next to my internal tears that only fall down my cheeks in solitude, because I'm afraid to let them see me cry, or they might just figure out that these tears are shed about them, and it may not matter. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I want to believe I'm feeling their thoughts of me. Think he thinks of me. Ladles next to the devastation from devastating words that make you feel unpretty. Playing over and over in your head again because they can't be unheard. Line the suitcase with the shattered pieces of my heart and just lay all of that on top. Didn't tighten this suitcase, but it's crazy because I still feel just a little more space. Because I still love him. He still doesn't know, and I still don't even know how he got there, residing in the aches of my shattered pieces of my heartbreak. And that's that piece.
All right. Danielle, what I want you to do is, I'll let you in 1 second, sis. Danielle, what I want you to do is to go back to, like, the last couple of stanzas. And when you come to the end of this piece, I need you, those last couple of stanzas, I need you to be wrapping this piece up in the way that you're going to say that the last few words that's going to come out. Because the ending can be just as vital as the body in the beginning of it, as far as the weight of it goes. And when I say the ending, I mean like the last couple of lines could actually weigh as much as the middle or weigh as much just as much as the beginning. As you're doing those last couple of verses, start wrapping this up so the last words you have a finality on the end of it, of whatever direction you want to take it in. Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, I'll try. All right. Just neatly fold up my feelings of hurt, disappointment, and pain and organize them. No. Wait. You can't organize heartbreak. So I'll say place. Place them in areas they fit. Like next to my internal tears that fall down my cheeks in solitude. Because I'm afraid to let them see me cry. Or they might just figure out that these tears are shed about them. And it might not matter. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I believe their thoughts are... wait a minute. Place them in the spot next to the tingles
of
my skin that...
Hold on, miss. Slow down. You keep trying to go ahead and get it to fit in there. You just gonna have to relax, and then it'll go ahead and work for you, because you just did this thing flawlessly. All right, you gonna go ahead and grab this microphone, and everybody that's within listening range, they're gonna disappear from you, and you're gonna be here by yourself, and you can go ahead and do this poem. We're not gonna give you much feedback after you do this, and then we'll be moving on to the next person. With that being said, Danielle, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Place them in the spot next to the tingles of my skin that I get when I want to believe I'm feeling their thoughts of me. I think he thinks of me. Lay those next to the devastation from devastating words that make you feel unpretty. Playing over and over again in your head because they can't be unheard. Line a suitcase with the shattered pieces of my heart and just lay all of that on top. Getting tight in the suitcase. But it's crazy because I still feel just a little more space. Because I still love him. He still doesn't know. And I still don't know how he got here, residing in the aches of my shattered pieces of heartbreak. That piece.
That wrap-up was a lot better on that that time.
Thank you.
Yeah, be mindful of that. You know what, sometimes when we start our piece, when we start doing poetry, and especially the way you started out around greats. You know, sometimes we try to minimize what we're doing in the beginning because we don't feel that it's doing what it should be doing. Right now, you're at that level, and you have to go ahead and acknowledge that to yourself. And you those little things, like as far as like I'm not measuring up. You didn't already went past that and beyond. You just have to go ahead and be in real time with it now.
Mhm. I agree. I do that a lot.
Yes, ma'am. But hey, you didn't put the hard work in. Go ahead and allow yourself some grace and move in that capacity like that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problem, sis. Gina.
I didn't want to say too much, but, you know, I've been pulling out a line. And since we got to the meat and potatoes of what this piece was about, and she broke it down with the playback, because sometimes it hit the hardest the last time around for me. But the line that I loved the most was, "You can't organize heartache." And I want to use that line right there with your permission as a prompt to write a piece to, because I used to try to do that. I would try
absolutely
to, the heartache, and figure out what my role was in it, what I could have done differently, and how not to feel that pain again. But you can't organize heartache. It's so organic. It's all over the place. So I needed to hear that spoken out loud so that I could use it for myself. And that's what I got. I appreciate you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate you wanting to hear it. Go ahead. Sure.
All right. right, so this is what we're going to do. La Perla Negra, we know that you're part of the Epiphany family and universe. Let everyone listening know when they can find you next on the mic, because you'll be in these streets.
Okay. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Love Zone. Oh, wait a minute now. Sorry. I went back. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, y'all know how we do. We like to tease y'all and play around with the topic, but I promise you, when we give it to you, you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Alternating Saturday nights with this new crew right here, just Jay and Gina Storm, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is every other Saturday night at 9. That's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just listen to some smooth grooves from my playlist. Alternating Friday nights, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pens perspective. That is open mic as well. And that's it. Back to you two.
There you go. That one right there.
I love
hey, lady.
You're so humble and casual for somebody who has 99 shows in 7 days. But okay.
I know. That's what I was just about to comment about.
I try.
She hit the ground like Richard Pryor on fire.
Hey, it's a very powerful
moment. You got great energy. You know, I love my Epiphany family. Y'all, we all work together well. So it y'all make it easy.
Yeah, so after we drive everybody nuts this Saturday, the next Saturday they have to come and get on the couch and tell you all about it.
There you go.
And we'll break them down again. Yeah, let's do this.
You made me feel bad about the poetry.
Oh, Lord. I have two therapists, a female and a male, so it's going to be all right.
We're going to make it do what it does. We got it. Oh, look at us working together. Look, we that family.
There you go.
All right, sis. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Easy.
You're having too much fun, Dollar Beck.
I know. I was about to get on Danielle about that. Like, man, come on now. All right, we have 860. We're about to go ahead and pop you on in here. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have did that wrong. Stand by, AC.
You think you did it wrong?
Oh, my goodness. What's going on with you, Wallace?
I mean, it said I'm muted. What's going on, man?
Security.
I'm up here trying to close the door, but the genie is out the back.
Yes, the elder is in the building. Hey, bro.
What's going on?
We doing a mini takeover where they gave us keys. You know, I keep a pair of scissors. Jay got a pair of scissors. We just going
to. I don't know what mine went on that last fall, but they somewhere in here.
I probably got them both. But let's do this.
Good job. Good show so far. I sat here in the queue for a minute before I decided to raise my hand like an idiot. So, you know.
They told us to remind people, man. Oh, hold on a minute, Wallace. Before you do that, Gina, we are so we want to get this timing thing together. We're gonna go ahead and do that station ID right quick because we are 30-something minutes past it, Gina. 20-something minutes past it. Let's go ahead and do that so we don't end up getting way too far out of whack with this. Wallace, we're gonna be with you in 1 second, bro.
No big deal. You already know.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and put you back on the hold for just a moment.
Yo, what's up? Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right. Who is this from 860?
You forgot already? It is.
Yeah,
the
you know how it is. The memory is the first thing to go, boy, let me tell you.
Okay, so yeah. Sorry about his affliction, Wallace. I knew it was you. Like, really?
Like, I didn't. Come on, man. I'm trying to give my brother a hard time over here.
Yeah, I mean,
hold the ambulance just now.
Gina, I'm glad you have your own show. Unfortunately, they gave you the anchor of Jared, so good luck.
That's their punishment.
Right.
All seriousness, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
You know, this is important. I know y'all been, you know, out here in this blog talk, you know, this blog sphere, you know, poetry scene for quite some time. So y'all out here with your own show is probably well past due. And, you know, I'm happy for y'all. Glad to slide through in here, you know, on y'all inaugural show and, you know, bless your mic. So, you know, looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We've been bringing it, and the poets who've been coming through have been bringing it. And then when we found out that you were here, I had no, you know, any reservations. Sometimes people come on like, oh, my God, we want to get a warm-up or something. But, yeah, you just do what you do. Tell us what you're bringing and let us know how far you want us to dig into it. And
I'm not sure what I want to bring yet. So I got the one I did last week in Russ's room, Jay. I got one.
Which
I
one
did
that,
yesterday.
Bro?
That's the, remember the one with the breathing.
Right.
Just Breathe. I got that one I did yesterday in Writer's Way. I got the second coming. Man, I'm so, and, you know, I've been running the streets with Parable Little Poet. I mean,
are you really going to come in here and dry brag today, bro? Is this for
no, he got options, though. Look at him. I'm not jealous
listen,
at all.
Listen,
I'm just
listen,
wishing it was
listen,
me.
The pen works.
I kind of fell
pen
off.
Works, right?
Right.
I'm just not sure which one to bring. So I'm going to go with Just Breathe. How about that?
We're going to
go with Just Breathe.
Oh, okay. I was looking forward to it, and I was hoping that would be the direction that you went in. So I'm going to give him the mic.
You only got to get Wallace fire flowers, though, right?
That part. Ladies and gentlemen, despite my co-host's weird energy, we're very happy to have Wallace, the Elder Reed, here with us in the Epiphany universe from our small house of poetry over at Clubhouse. So with that being said, Wallace, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Thump, 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 thump. I can feel my heart beating in my ears, swiftly a staccato rhythm of anxiety, making all sound around me appear muffled. My eyes take on more brightness as my pupils dilate as large as saucers, and black splotches appear in my vision. Droplets of sweat erupt from my skin as the ambient temperature around me rises to the sauna-like levels. One word comes clear in my mind. Breathe. Just breathe. Care nothing for triggers. Just focus on your next intake of air. Now think about slowly releasing that breath. There's no room for what ails you when you are consumed with your basic functions of filling your lungs. Thump, 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 thump. As my heart rate begins to slow down, I breathe in calm and exhale angst as I center myself back into place. And the elder has spoken.
Wow.
I'm almost afraid to even ask what this was about. So, Gina, you do it.
No. Before I ask what this is about, I love the breath control and the delivery of this piece, Breathe, for one. So, with that being said, yeah, Wallace, what was this about?
Yeah, so
imagine that moment, right, when you're starting to feel anxious, you know, something, stuff is not going right, and you just kind of feel like you're about to spiral out of control, right? And, you know, so your body responds to that stimulus that's in front of you. And in this case, the stimulus is to get anxious, right? So your heart rate increases, your eyes, your pupils dilate, you start to sweat.
Adrenaline. Yeah.
You're about to lose control. And in that moment, one of the best things you can do is breathe. And oftentimes what we'll end up doing in those moments is we'll forget to breathe. So when you focus on your basic bodily function of breathing, which has become an automatic function, you don't think about breathing. You never sit down and think, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale.
Oh, that'd be too cumbersome for me.
Automatic function. Right. Right? So I tell people this, actually, when they have these moments, is just remember to breathe. You can always take your next breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Because sometimes we feel like we can't, like a panic attack. I have friends who have panic attacks. I never had a panic attack that I could think of. But, you know, that the thought that you won't be able to take your next breath is something that kind of restricts you. And so when you focus on your breathing until you calm down, you may forget what stimuli is making you act this way until you can recenter yourself to address the stimuli appropriately.
You know what, man? I love that right there, man. You and your moms, the way that y'all go at y'all poems and how y'all actually incorporate y'all knowledge of people and y'all knowledge of self and situation, man, it's incredible. Another thing that shuts down when we don't control our breathing, our speech can become affected. Our brains can become affected to go ahead and be able to think out something rationally and a whole lot of other things, man. There's something just as simple as just center yourself and breathing, man. There was a lot of center yourself in this poem. It almost sounded like that you were changing, and I started getting some flashes of the Hulk or something like that, man. Were you going down through that, or was this just what it sounded like to me?
Well, you know, truth be told, you know, I got that Hulk temper, right? So it's that, it flashes, and, you know, you become
right.
Larger than life, right? The rage monster. So, yeah, those elements are going to be hinted at in my writing, you know, indirectly, you know, because, yeah, it's that, you know, you got to be calm, right?
Right.
You got to be able to control what that is because, you know, some people are fight, flight, or freeze, right? And
right.
I've always been a fight. I've been more fight than flight. And I rarely froze, right? So, yeah, the fight is in the, you know, the rage being at least, you know, in destructive manners.
So the fight is not to fight.
What was that?
And let your energy. So the fight is not to fight and let the energy come out in a more constructive manner.
Most definitely, most definitely. You learn that quick when you get to be 6'1", 350 plus, and you know, an athlete. You know, I mean, you know, you out here bench
pressing, right, it's pretty scary.
Squatting big numbers, deadlifting big numbers. Yeah, you become strong, and you got a temper. You got to learn you can't let it loose.
Yeah, you become a whenever something happened, it's like a loaded weapon. It went off, man.
Exactly.
Dina, what do you think about this piece right here?
In this corner. Standing 5'8", 247 pounds, I was always choosing violence. So you just have to get to a better place in your life and in your head. And
that's a lot of bobcats.
That ride was wild, but to me it was very reminiscent of, I'm not going to just say my younger days, my life in general. I have to daily decide, you know, to make a better choice. And I don't always. So I need to remember to breathe. That's what I got. Especially when violence is your go-to and your nickname is 187. You have to remember to breathe. So if you don't, you know, bad things happen, like, you know, county jail. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Or other people may stop breathing in your way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I made some promises when I became a grandmother, so I have to, you know, be a certain
level of humility the whole time.
Say it again,
Wallace.
You can also box if you're breathing the whole time. Just a thought.
If you're doing it right.
Right, that's my family. Look at us. I'm so proud. Oh, my goodness. I know you have a lot of things going on in your poetry world as well. Let us know and the listeners know where they can find you and where you're going to be next.
All right, you can find me on Instagram at MinisterReed76. You can also follow the Instagram for Small House of Poetry. You know, that's there, underscore between each word. You know, follow us there. We're starting to build up our Instagram presence, so feel free to come through. You can also find me on Clubhouse at the Small House of Poetry, where I host a weekly room called The Kitchen, where we do nothing but speed rounds. That's always fun. Small House style. We have a particular way we load up our speed rounds, and we do them, and we go and we do round after round. We're still trying to beat our best day, which was 8 rounds.
Yes.
To see if we can ever get that done. 8 rounds in under 3 hours. Let's put it that way. Let's see if
yeah,
we can ever get
that.
Yeah, I
thought they got a big caveat in there.
Love it.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, when you two get in there and run the room, you know, and be, you know, filibustering all day and chit-chatting between, you know, yeah, y'all get the 3-plus hours in the room, and, you know. But, hey, you know, it's a fun room. And then, you know, you catch the living room, especially tomorrow. We have, you know, T. Lachelle, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux. We're going to have her in there for an interview tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. At 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Make sure you don't miss it. It's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a good time. That's where you can find us, running those clubhouse streets and tearing up stages. Love these mics.
That's it.
Appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here for our maiden voice. One love for Mike Wallace. Hey.
Not sure
Wallace, you're natural.
Here, so I'll hit y'all with it. Small house.
Wallace, you're a natural, man.
Good job, y'all. Good job. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, despite all of the Small House of Poetry shenanigans, this is, in fact, the Epiphany Universe. This is the Jess J. and Gina Storm show, as you can see. We're very casual here. He's probably got on flip-flops and white tube socks, while I have massage therapy with the beaties on the bottom so that my feet don't skid on the smooth surface of the floor. Aromatherapy socks, so you know what? We're just doing us out here. Hope that you're doing you. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, always says, take your socks off, baby. But you don't have to with us. I know it's getting colder outside and your feet might be freezing, so cover them up and do what you need to. But the reality is, why be ordinary when you can be raw? And this show and all the shows in the Epiphany Universe are brought to you by Raw Links. And if you are listening in, then you are still here with us and have been hanging with us over an hour and a half, and we appreciate that. So we want to let you know, in case you're listening online, that the call-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get into queue, don't forget to press that 1 so you can join the conversation with Jess J and myself, Gina Storm. Back to you, Jay.
Man, I still be marveling at the way you go ahead and do that. Oh, wait a minute. Wallace pulled a Tim For Real. Wallace didn't spit, and he has prestidigitated. That's my new word for the day. Prestidigitated. Oh, man. Killing the craziness out of me. Oh, wait a minute. I think I see a troublemaker on the horizon. Let's go ahead and see what this thing do. Press this button here. Should be doing something on their end. Then they should say something like, ta-da.
You're
they should
on
say
the
something
hello.
Like,
you're on the mic.
Hello.
Oh, is this Siri?
Can you guys hear me? Excuse me?
Hey, is this you, Siri?
Excuse me. Come again?
Is this Siri? Is this Siri?
Come again?
Is this you? Siri?
It is not Siri.
Hello, Epiphany family. This is your girl, T. Lachelle, a.k.a. Dane Devereaux, a.k.a. Jared, no, quit trying.
That's embarrassing. Siri?
Yes, Siri talks
you?
Back over here. Siri talks back over here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, that part. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is the woman who's been holding everybody down all over the poetry community forever, ever. And we're happy that she came through our show because, you know, we had to cut the ribbon and eventually do this, and here we are. Ta-da!
Nah. How about Jared trying to hang up on me? He's like, mute it and then unmute it. You try to set me up, huh? You try to set me up. All right.
You're not supposed to be telling that type of
keep
stuff,
that
man.
Same
you're supposed to roll with
mind,
it.
Sir. Keep it
same.
You're supposed to roll
with
it.
Okay.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Shout us.
Flyline.
Okay. All right. Gina, you know I love you, right? But.
Uh-oh, that's a loaded one. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Heard the butt. Dun, dun, dun.
The Epiphany Radio Universe is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? That's how it goes. Okay.
I was remixing it.
Ready, set.
Okay, so
me being the promoter that I am, I had to make sure because I have my Raw Links, and I had to make sure that promo was out there right. So
there you go. You get those shameless plugs in there.
No, I'm not trying to throw shade. I just want to make you know, hey.
Yeah, I was plugging, but that was a Gina Storm remix, ladies and gentlemen. Gina Storm's remixes are not a reflection of the Epiphany Universe or the products or the licensing or copyright of one, For Real, the poet.
Why be average when you could be raw?
That part. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not average. I got my Raw Links. I'm raw in the mud. Okay, anyway.
Uh-oh, the mute button is getting crazy.
The gratitude.
Oh, here we go. Come on now. I didn't do nothing to
love
y'all.
Got a life of its own.
I love this. I can't recognize anything that's being said by my counterpart, so we're going to ignore him for the time being and get back to the business at hand. So you have an amazing book that you need to be sponsoring and promoting while you're here on the mic.
Oh,
because
man. I need to shut up.
When doing that, I won't. I will not. I
okay.
shan't. Promote.
Okay. So this book is called Being a Girl Powerhouse. It is it's a book of a collection of stories from different women, how they found their voice, how they became the powerhouse that they are. I had the privilege and the honor of editing it and also taking part as an author. So, yes, it's available right now on Amazon. I believe the price is $2.99, if I'm not mistaken, or $1.99, and that's a limited time. So if you want to go ahead and get your e-copy, that's cool. The printed copy is going to be out really soon, so I thank you guys in
was
advance.
Best-selling
for your support.
Author a part of your bucket list?
Best-selling author was a part of my bucket list, but how about best-selling international author is what we made. And then also we also made the number one newest release in a matter of days after the release of the book. So, yeah.
I need $5.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Cash App.
Now my family can
You're
live.
Welcome.
I need an in-person autograph copy. I don't know about nobody else, but I will come to your address and get mine. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm very proud of you. And I know how much you hate to support yourself, but I have to insist upon it because this is One Love, One Mic, but it's also my mic. So if I have to bully you into promoting yourself, then so be it.
Hey, Jared, put me back on mute.
No.
First of the show,
it's right now. The button is
We are on Epiphany. We are on Epiphany. Bang. Can you bang me, please? You know.
This is important. And you are also being interviewed tomorrow in the living room as well as
right.
prior to your arrival. We're looking forward to that as well. Everyone who's trying to get a closer, more intimate look at this anomaly that is T. LaShelle.
Oh, man.
Through
anomaly?
And making all things possible.
That's her new word.
Visual. Excuse me?
She unicorned me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she
no,
unicorned me, though.
Yeah, but you are.
Like unicorn.
You're like a unicorn that farts glitter. Like, you're everything.
Don't be spreading that glitter around here, though.
I'm not allergic. That's the one thing that I can have in life is glitter. You can never get too much. But yeah. We're just celebrating you and happy for everything that you and appreciative for everything that you do in the poetry community all over, not just, you know, online and not just at Clubhouse or for Blog Talk. You rock, like, for poets, period. And we appreciate you. I appreciate you.
And she preferred to stay behind the scenes, too, Gina. Ain't that insane
yeah,
for nowadays?
Likes, right. She likes to hide and be mad. But do not. We need to celebrate you because you are worth celebrating because you make amazing things happen.
And we're going to have it tomorrow, Gina. So no matter what she say with these next couple of minute moments that she has, we're going to have it tomorrow.
In the hot seat. I already know.
Yay.
Can we get to this poetry? Y'all got me nervous. I don't do the gushy stuff. Come on now. Hello.
That's Gina. We can. I'm gonna let it go as long as she wants this to go.
See, I didn't think it was gushy stuff. I felt like it was the necessary flattery that is deserving of a person who puts their everything and even sacrifices some of their weekend that is deemed for their children to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm a gush, and ain't nobody going to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here to
First of all, it's gush. When you say gush, it sounds something. Sounds like it's inappropriate. I love you.
Gush. You know what? Now that I play it back in my head, that is probably exactly what I said.
Simple like
so
spaghetti before you go move on to that.
I'm going to be over here with the people that are trying to get their life right.
Praise the Lord.
Ooh, my bad. I'm still happy to be here. So, Jay, with that being said, poetry, this mic, all night. Yay.
Mic is yours.
Okay, I revised my piece called The Wonder. I hope you guys like it. And here it goes. It's the only explanation to the question at hand. Why is a pain gone away in a single day? There's nothing that compares to the way you make me feel inside. And I'm so glad you are mine. Whoa. I'm enamored by your power. I see you, and I see in you boundless strength every day. And you still manage to hold your head high after this world tried to decimate you. You have no idea how proud I am of you. I rise and you rise tired and hurting in the morn, which will never be something that I would ignore. I count it a blessing that I was sent here to love you, to be light when things look dim, to become your tranquility when we're staring at a belligerent society. And what we have is much more than they can see. They are blind, and ever so ignorant, because you are the epitome of that Negro they fear. You are courageous. You are intelligent. You are determined and unstoppable. And all that they hate in you satiates my inner sapiophile. All you have to do is wake up and breathe, and you piss them off. And you made my day complete and set flame to a consuming fire inside of me for you. What kind of power is this? Those sons of bitches try to emasculate you to make you think you need them. But you are successful without them. You don't need their handouts. You never needed them to tell you who you are, because, my king, you are enough. You are victorious. You are my hero and my ministry. Can I get your permission to be the sounding board to your heart? Let me drown out all the voices of the world. Let me breathe life into something greater than us, becoming more than we can fathom. We are called for such a time as this, to constantly remind each other that what we bring back into this world, they will never match. Let us be the love we want to see. Can I get your blessings to still love you through this? You're more than wonderful, more than amazing, the irreplaceable love of my life. You are God's masterpiece and my gift. And if you can still trust me with your heart, I will never forfeit your love, sabotage our union, nor will I diminish the fact that you are this world's leader and this home's priest. Let me show you that I only want to tap into and uplift the warrior within, making careful choices of my words to exhale and transcend deeper healing. Let me go to war with you, standing by your side, protecting your vibe, praying energy into your being, casting heaven spells of dreams growing bigger than our fears. You are incredible. You are valued. Your life matters to so many. I honor and I respect you. I acknowledge the wonder in you, and I willingly submit to you as your queen. To my black man, young and old, please know that you are loved. Poem.
Oh, yeah, we had to let that one breathe just a second.
Yeah, I had to take a breath. Honestly, Wallace told us that breathing was a necessity. I took that breath.
I didn't know how quick we was going to need it.
And I didn't realize you were taking it, too. So, yeah, we took a collective breath, ladies and gentlemen. If you thought that there was a pause, it was. And it was purposeful.
Wallace knew something.
That was powerful.
Wallace knew something. You going to stop messing with that man. He going to come for you one day, and you ain't going to be ready.
He do every day. You don't be listening.
Okay.
This piece was incredible.
Thank you. Like I said, I kind of sort of did a few things on there. So kind of, I had a couple hiccups in there, but I'll get it mastered. But yeah.
That's you. We didn't hear Nag, hick, or
I actually like the way you laid down in this piece right here. You know, in the very beginning, you know, the singing would set the tone for it. And I was like, all right, now which direction is she going to go ahead and take it in with these notes that she's expressing? And then you said, you know, that you were basically enamored by his power, you know, and them still holding his head high. You said that you were sent to love him. You talked about the blindness of people on the outside. You talked about the courage and determination on the inside. you said his very life bothered them, basically. You know, just him breathing, him waking up, you know, it had them at the on the edge. Talk about the sounding board. This is probably something a lot of people would like to have, but it's not that easy to get a good ear to listen to you. You said, let us be the love that we want to see. I think sometimes things like that get taken for cliche, but that is the truth. That would involve if when things get bad, that, you know, the investment that you decide to make in the beginning is still worth it. You know, sometimes we have to go ahead and give up on investments. And, you know, that'd be time that we didn't miss. But did we learn anything from those times? You also talked about that he was God's masterpiece and your gift. You talked about his exhale and transcend a deeper feeling. You talked about how his life mattered to so many. And, you know, that is the truth. You know, that's one of the things about death. You know, the scriptures refer to it as the enemy. And when you think about it, when someone dies, the things that they did, that's not able to be done anymore, not by that person. So it hurts a lot of different people in a lot of different directions, sometimes just their presence. I know that when I used to go to Walmart, I used to always see this one greeter there, and he was really loud with his greeting. And he was an older gentleman. He was very happy. And then, you know, it got to the point where it was kind of annoying. But one day when he wasn't there, then it was something serious. We heard this poem. I understand how you want to get in here and really get at this poem. And this is a poem that you can really get at and have a lot of fun in. It's heavy. So I would advise you to have as much fun as you can within it.
Thank you. I know one of the messages, when I see couples that kind of sort of go at it and things like that, when I have conversations with my friends and they're, you know, at war with each other in their relationships and stuff like that, I always have to sit there and tell them, look, what you have there at home, I can only pray for again because I had it. I had the opportunity to argue and things like that because that opportunity has been taken away from me. So cherish all of that because you can always come back and forgive and let things go and then heal from that. I don't get that opportunity anymore right now. Not until my next opportunity comes, but yeah, a lot of people just negate the fact that love is not forever. Unfortunately, it is a temporary thing. But it's how you love that can make it and hold it eternally in your hand.
Yes, ma'am. I'll tell you what, that's going to be some of the things we're going to talk to you about tomorrow as far as a love and as opposed to when we were coming up as kids to what love looks like now. Now that we're older and the kids have start bringing in their own form of love, but what does it look like for you and where you're at right now? So y'all got to come in and go ahead and check this lady out. We're gonna go ahead and dig in with our sister here. We'll be gentle with her. We have love for us, but it would be good if everybody could bring their support over there to hear her interview, which I know that she doesn't like to be out in the front, so if y'all want to catch her out in the front, tomorrow will be the time.
Thank you. I think, yeah, hot seat. I'm nervous.
Yeah, it's easy to say now.
I am nervous.
I don't know. I'll be real nervous tomorrow.
No, because see, Wallace and I already sat there and started, you know, doing that little sinister giggle and stuff like that. Had his hands, like rubbing his hands together and stuff. I'm like, uh-uh. So, yeah.
Man, scientist laughs.
Yeah, that. So, yeah, I'm ready, though. I'm ready to embrace myself.
We're ready to have you there.
Very good.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. So, yeah, that's what I have coming up tomorrow, everybody, if you guys ever wanted to know. Yeah, feature tomorrow, Small House of Poetry on
exclusively on Clubhouse. Hey, join us. Have a good time. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Yes, so you come through Clubhouse, and Epiphany will come through Clubhouse, and we're happy that you came through our house tonight because they didn't mess around and gave us keys, girl.
Oh, you got 1 minute before the line closes out.
Right. Love you, mean it. See you on
love
the next
you too,
one. Bye. Absolutely. One love, one mic, baby. See you tomorrow.
One love,
oh, yeah, let's remind these people to call in, Gina.
Yes. They're going to call in before, in the next, I'm saying minute, or it's going to be too late because we're going to overtime, and the number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get into queue. Hurry up and do so. We'd hate to lose you if you're listening online, or if you're just listening and haven't raised your hand, do so now. All right. Sorry, we have to. I'm usually the clock watcher, but I got so geeked by this, you know, the excitement. When I stopped watching the clock.
All right. We're gonna have to get a hot step on it. All right, 571-393. Your mic is now unmuted.
What's going on, Shop Family?
Oh, my
What's
goodness.
What's going on?
This boy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cookie Monster has broke out of Sesame Street.
What up, Gina? Tell me. What's going on, y'all? That frequency, man. I'm here vibing with y'all. I'm loving it. I'm digesting everything I've been hearing, man. So, yeah.
You know what, Frequency? You so big to the point that we nervous when you come in here now.
Hey, stop playing with me, man.
Unlike, see, I have a different perspective.
Well, that's
because
I owe $10, too, though. So that makes a big difference. Yeah.
Oh, he's always going to feel inferior in every instance.
What?
Hey, yo.
I'm going to be a spectator at a game that he
and
should be
Frequency, this your friend? This your friend, Frequency? This your friend?
Hey, man, that's my
family, that's my brother. I don't know what you're talking about. He the one adopted.
This your friend?
The
he needs to watch the caliber of folks he be running with. I'm just trying to say.
Sometimes. The biological kids, we know the truth.
Hey, yo, for real.
You love
I'm
us all the same.
I'll get out of here.
Mommy and Daddy.
What does it sound like from that side? Because we don't know what it sound like from this side. We just going to be like, I ain't going to listen to the replay tomorrow.
Hey, isn't man, it's organic. That's the important thing.
Well, definitely
you know,
us.
It's real.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, man. You know, we in the den. We in the den chopping it up with listeners.
We done brought the den to Epiphany. I got you. As long as you break it down like that, then say less. We already know. Oh, I love it here. Oh, my God. We have so many callers. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're not going to do a lot of fanfare. We're not going to do a whole lot of blah, blah. But we're still going to give you your props and your flowers while you're here, my brother. But with that being said, I know you brought a dope piece for us. I'm going to hand the mic to because
have him give his name too, Gina, because I cut him off before he can go ahead and identify who he was.
Included. We know who you are, but let them know who you are and how where they can find you. And then give us your piece.
All right. Frequency. That's free with two E's, Q-U-E-N, C as in sight. And, I mean, if you keep your ears open for that poetic potency, you'll definitely find yourself around Small House of Poetry, and I'll be there. I'm on Clubhouse, and right now I'm working on the book. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and jump in this piece. In the silence of storms, between the lines and streaks of lightning that strikes, leaving dark nights bright as day with the energy of stars that burn, I was born. My mother's cry was the toll of the bell, ringing the alarm to assemble the troops and notify the tribe he has arrived, safe and strong. Wrapped in love, I was held with the extension of my mother's affection. With warmth and protection, I was fed the fire and flame that would light the temple and burn endlessly deep within. Streams and passions and passions of past generations still run through my veins, and indeed, they remain unstained. My heartbeat is the echo of drums. My breathing, walking, rhythm, and flesh, I am song. A verse and a stanza, notes from an epic poem, the replication of gestures from my bloodline's conductors, reflecting the image of the author of every spoken word. I am an opus of the great composer. Blues from muddy waters, pure as flying lotus. See, I possess the energy and raw material found in the light at its moment of burst. With every fiber of my being, I am seamlessly one with the pain of joy's worth. See, I remain in sync with the rhythm that changing seasons bring, living in the ever-unwrapping gift of a heavenly presence. With faith, I constantly reach for the hand of understanding as it is constantly extended in the sense of tomorrow. With persistence, I follow the unspoken voice that fills the void of all my broken sorrows. See, my eyes, like skies, are windows to vast plains of life sustained by joyful tears like rain from my soul's cries of sighs. Every single pulse echoes the sound of shooting stars as they explode and erupt in the celebration and breath of life, like a display of fireworks showcased by the powers of higher works. Similar to forever, I exist somewhere in the aftermath of yesterday and the journey paved with the eve of tomorrow's way today, where tangerine skies comprised of bold, bright sparks decorated by the golden smirk of the sun's smile and melting hearts create a stage where I belong, where beautiful visions of perfect imperfections arise. I am a ripple-making stone thrown by the very strong arm of the most divine force. Like winds from storms creating wrinkles in time, I am whole in pieces of separately equal this and that, the haves and have-nots of those and these, the we of you and I. Image of the golden thread that binds the emptiness of space and time, I am thus birthed by the hers, keepers of the doors, carriers of the womb. Man, I am not only you and I am me, I am us, I am we, I am man, man formed in darkness, in the essence of life's blessings, to speak light in the form of broken silence, I am life, and life I am. Frequency. Form.
That was heavy. Jared likes to start out with that, what is this poem about? But I like to start out with three lines that hit me hard. And they don't have to be complete lines, but it was like something in a verse that spoke to me from a piece. This is what I came up with. Wrapped in love, mother's protection, and winds from a storm. I like all three of them individually, singularly, but in the context in which you used them, made this very relatable to me. Being a mother, wanting to always be wrapped in love and to wrap my loved ones in love, and feeling as though the winds that I create, since I'm Gina Storm, are always necessary and not destructive.
Yes, yep, yep.
That's what I got.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, those are piece lines that you pulled out that actually, like, really formed this piece. And brought it together, so, yeah.
I call that the skeletal structure. Yes, indeed.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Bro,
you
ain't nothing to see.
Go ahead, Jared, because, look, he always asks what is it about, and he has something, too, but I want to be the one that picks the lines out. There we go.
I feel you. However you want to do it, this lady's first to him. You said a boy was born, so you were talking about this, the subject in this poem's being birth. You talked about the breathing and the walking bloodline conductor. You talked to us about your birth, and then you start giving your descriptions of what you did. And I don't know if you can zero in where I'm at frequency, but you had started talking about these things that you are able to do. It's pretty early on into the poem, within the first quarter of it, for sure.
Right.
These things that I want to know about those things right there, those things that you were I think it had something to do with the wind. You also kept referring to, I think you used two references, as your eyes, as skies, as it was like being these opening.
I mean, really, the piece entirely, it's about being in sync with past, present, future, and along with that, everything else that exists, all right? I mean, I went as far as billions of light years away to shooting stars, you know?
Right.
And I think one of the main line is the golden thread that binds the emptiness of space and time. And
what's the golden thread?
I mean, that's life. That's the image of the golden thread, and that's what we're made of. That's the image we're made. You know, it's poetically my way of saying God, and that's
right.
The reflection that I'm made from. So I was created in that image, therefore I myself can create. You know, and my a lot of my pieces, like a line, can spark another piece, and I think that's what happened here, because I have another piece called I Create Worlds, and that golden thread that binds the emptiness of space and time is something that was referenced also, so.
One last thing, bro, before we let you move on. You said a stage where I belong. What is that referring to, brother?
All right, my name is Frequency, and that's my reality, stage where I belong. And that goes, again, with another piece. But it's really where I see myself, where I'm free. And my name is spelled with free, F-R-E-E, frequency, free to see, free to be me. And that's where I belong, on my own frequency, where I am me.
Brother, your poetry has been doing something. In actual real time, too. Oh, yeah, we watching you come into sync into real time, man, slowly but surely, man. And your poetry is... I was up here taking notes on your poetry, and I was not able to take notes on your poetry. Not because I want to sit there and feel it. I was literally not able to take notes on your poetry, bro. I hacked some stuff out, and the rest of it in my mind, it was going dreamy and trippy. This was dope.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you. Appreciate you, Gina,
yes,
Storm.
Sir.
And, hey, I'm glad to be here, bro. I'm listening.
Appreciate you, Frequency. Look forward to seeing you in the living room tomorrow evening. You know how we do it, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take care, brother. Gina, what are you thinking about tonight? What's going on with you as far as all this goes?
It's bananas. I love it here.
All right. Somebody just sent Frequency to the showers. I appreciate that. We have 803, and then after 803, we have 573, and then 445. Mr. 445, whenever you want to come up here, man, you just send a message, and I will go ahead and get you up here, sir, immediately. I know nothing.
Right.
All right, 803, we're here to harass you.
Please don't.
Who is this?
This is Nicole R. Brookins.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. You know, you about to get harassed. You came
right
here with your attention all getting bullied and peer pressure on.
You don't
on.
Have
right.
No home training. He was raised right. He just don't do right.
Yeah, those wolves raised
nice.
Me as right
you
as they could.
Nice.
No. I don't know. I don't even know where that came from. You got to be nice.
Who said that? You
yeah.
Keep saying that.
Oh, how are you
yes.
Doing, Nicole?
Yes, I am great. Yesterday was my birthday. Today is my girl Tila Shaw's birthday, so I'm, you know, we're vibing.
Y'all parents planned that so many years ago, and y'all had the nerve to be off by a few hours, but that's all
right. birthday twins.
Yeah, she was supposed to be born on the 9th, but she was a little lazy, so she came out on the 10th, but it all worked out.
Yeah, she put one day over her overdue date just to go ahead and be stubborn. I know that one.
Oh, I love it. Yes. So, yes, Ms. Brookins, you definitely need to be making sure that the callers and listeners alike know where they can find your book, what its title is, and how it can be purchased.
Yes. Well, first of all, you can find me on Facebook, Clubhouse. I do have a YouTube channel under Nicole R. Brookins. I'm on Instagram under ClemsonPoodle97. You can get in contact with me directly, or, which I would prefer, or you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. My book is available there. It's called Pieces of Me. It's a book of poetry, and I do have a short story in there also, so I think you pretty much like it.
I appreciate you, because we always want shameless plugs to be plugged whenever possible.
And shameless is good around here.
Yes, promote thyself, promote thyself.
But I honestly, and I know you might think I'm a little biased, but I think it's just some pretty good work up in there, you know, so definitely have to check it out.
You should feel that way and always say so. Who cares what people
so
think?
I'm going to tell you.
Promote yourself, right?
Yes.
We're here for that. Yes.
So it's a long time coming, and I'm just so excited. So, yeah, pieces of me. So you get a little bit of everything, and I tell people all the time, everything is not all about me. I have a good imagination, so don't think you're going to get some dirt, you know. But, you know, it's definitely it'll keep you engaged. It has a little bit of everything in there.
That's what's up. I like that.
Now, speaking of that, I really didn't know what to do.
I look at it like this. If you're going to come on and you know that we're going to give you feedback on your piece, bring us your best. Something that you love, that's all that matters. If it's something that you're proud of, something that you like a lot, if it's your signature piece, then bring that. We don't have a topic. We want poetry. We're here for it.
Gotcha. So, I'm going to actually do one that's a little bit more recent, but that's if I can find it. Maybe not. So.
That's Jay, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I don't know. Y'all was like, it actually was on earlier, but then I got a call, so I had to jump off. But here we go.
The life of the important ones. I tell you what, with that being said, young lady, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. All right. You pose the question, where have I been? And my answer is that I've been right here waiting for you. I can't say that I've been patient because that would be a lie. I winded up wasting senseless time entertaining men, pretending to be the king you are. Later finding out that they were not even close to your caliber and of a totally different hierarchy. Never piquing my interest as you have with only one brief call, you sparked the end of the wick that lit fire to the excitement I had buried away in apprehension of a letdown. You widened my eyes even more to the possibilities of what is to come, broadened my smile to where my cheeks are redder and more pronounced. You kept me in anticipation of the next conversation, the next unwritten poem you will recite about me, to me. You got me thinking about who will say I love you first, or just imagining waking up beside you. There is something about you that has me open already, but I'm cool with it. and I'm willing to take the risk. Baby, you got me wanting to cook you that mac and cheese you want and whatever else you can think of. And I hate even being in the kitchen. That image of the woman you want, I'm confirming that she is me. So stop searching and stop wondering. Here I am. We crossed paths at the right time for the right reason. You're looking to be with someone who is your best friend, and I the same. We were destined to come together and to have each other's backs and hold each other down, to cheer each other on, to rise to the top together, but always standing apart from the rest. Banquet bashing bandits, that would be us, toasting to the accomplishments and living life to the fullest, sharing each moment hand in hand while brainstorming on reaching higher heights as we grow as one. Years from now, we'll look back at the pictures from our first date and laugh, amazed at how far we have come and only thinking about where there is to go. In peace.
Talking on me has never served me. I apologize for
that. Serving you today. I sound
right.
Much better.
I'm so sorry. Hold on, my first thought was, oh, that was beautiful. I loved it. And then I thought about it. The whole response, crickets, you know, and then it dawned on me, wait a minute, look at your phone. Okay, so I'm still on mute.
You ain't no caller today either.
And I'm not a caller, right? I'm hosting, so.
You need mama, I'm hosting.
I can't, it will never serve me. I have to do better. But I apologize for my delay and for my mutation.
Oh, hey, it's okay.
Apparently I'm just dealing storms, so this is what I do. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, Nicole. I love that. Okay, so this is what I pulled because I have to get a line out. And I may be paraphrasing this because I got so caught up in it, but I wrote this down. Lit the wick on the tip of the candle. There's something about when you emphasize certain words a certain way, that it gives you an image that you weren't seeing otherwise. Like, because I light candles all the time, and it's never, like, sexy to me unless I say it a certain way. You said it like that, and I was thinking, with the delivery. So yeah, I think that as much as I do breathing techniques when you're spitting the piece are everything. It's something that just Jay and I listen to often because sometimes poets rush themselves. We're not playing beat the clock. We're here for it. So take your time, enjoy the ride, deliver the piece the way that you want it to be received, because I received it, I'm pretty sure, in the way that you intended, but Jared's going to always ask the question, so I'm going to leave that to him. But I really did enjoy this piece. Thank you.
Thank you. And one quick thing, so I'll just read it back to you. It says, you sparked the end of the wick that lit fire to the excitement I had buried away in apprehension of a letdown. So that was that line.
Okay, so
yeah.
In the little bit that I came up with, still had it resonated the same way with me from the actual line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you why, because it was all about the candle being lit, and
mm-hmm.
and when you added that, when that apprehension, like you're thinking, you know, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing for the worst. It's almost the way that you have to look at situations because of what you've dealt with previously. You don't expect anything different this time, but you're hoping you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. But
so,
it's just that, like, when I said, you know, like, it sparked, like, you know how when you first, you know, you find somebody and they you have that all that excitement, it's just like, like it's like a, like being reborn kind of thing, you know?
Right.
So
just kind of, all the right things, yeah. Doing all the right things, pushing all the right buttons, making you feel some type of way, and you're just you want to pinch yourself and make sure you're not dreaming. That's how wonderful it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even if it lasts for a couple of minutes, however long it lasts, so for some days, some weeks, some months, I take it because I still like that feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Okay, sorry, Jared. We were having a girl moment.
I'm seeing y'all over here waiting to exhale and everything, man. What's
right, look, just braiding each other's hair, talking about boys that we like. So, yeah. I'm looking at you to mic, my brother.
All right, this piece right here, it had a couple of spots where it was disjointed at. The spots it was disjointed at was that there was a person perspective change. In the beginning, you were talking about this dude that didn't sound like that he was, you know, to anybody's liking. You know, you talked about men pretending to be king. And I'm paraphrasing that line that you had just gave back to Gina, but I had a... But did he lit your fire to a letdown? Tell me about this first person, this first entity
here. So I was just saying that when I was talking to him, I realized that I wasted time dealing with people that were pretending to be the kings, you know, the king who he actually is.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's what that was. And he lit the fire to the excitement. Basically, I buried away, you know, that part of me that, you know, had the apprehension, I guess, you know, that, you know, there is love, you know, a chance for love again because of, you know, the things in the past. But, you know, he kind of opened me up more to that because of, you know, just the talk.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I think it is staying within the parameters then. You said he made you smile long and love, and he wrote you poetry. Is this one person or is this a composite of different people doing all the right things?
No, this is one person.
All right. You said oh, he made you go in there, and he inspired your mac and cheese. and in the proper way this time, you know what I mean?
So that's that kind of stuff that, you know, like it got to be good, you know, as far as if like I don't even like to cook to be in the kitchen and wanting to be in the kitchen, yeah. I mean, and I'm a great cook, don't get me wrong, but I just don't like to. But, yeah. So.
All right. I wasn't even going to pull you to the carpet on that, but I had heard that. But I'm glad you went ahead and clarified that yourself, too.
Yeah.
There was an admission of it's also poetic licensing, too. Even if you did say, like, I can't cook, I mean, you're entitled to say that as a poet, and you can cook your butt off, but it is what it is. You also talked about you and him having like Bonnie and Clyde type movements, as far as you know, like the push, you know, that risk taking thing that when we're young and we're getting into relationships. Can you talk about that for a hot second before we move on?
Well, when I was saying like banquet bashing bandits, like you know, usually when you achieve a lot, then you have, you know, banquets being thrown for you and things like that. So I was along that mindset. So it was just like we're achieving a whole lot of stuff together. Like we're rising to the top, setting apart, you know, from, you know, other people. We're doing it just me and him.
You need to come on down to the living room because I would have had you go ahead and go over this piece one more again. I think it's a lot of fun left on the table with this piece right here. This was a really tight write, young lady. Really nice.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations on the book as well. Gina got a chance to go ahead and pick up where I'll be lacking it, and that be in several places. So thank you, sister. But, yeah. Gina, did you want to go ahead and say anything else to Nicole before we move forward?
Yeah, I have to say this to Nicole. You know, always, whenever you're on a mic, don't hesitate to let callers know where they can find you on social media, how they can purchase your book, and what your preference is, like you said, that they contact you and you send it to them personally. I personally have received gifts from you. She is a wonderful friend and a great gift giver. And I think that one of you, you know, should think about this in terms of listening to each other's poetry, supporting each other on these mics, buy each other's books. Y'all, I got a bookshelf dedicated to poets that I've never met but love on social media and mics. So one day I'd like to meet the poets behind the pens. So as long as I still have poetry in me and they have poetry in them, then books will come, and this is what we should do. So I'm not just going to say one love, one mic. I'm going to say one love and share that book.
That's right. That's right. So I want to hear both of y'all hit me up. So I know you spoke about it earlier, so I'm just waiting. Just give me, just let me know. Get
absolutely
your autograph.
Right.
I don't just do the talking.
That's
I'm
how you
talk.
Do it.
And I'm getting your book, and I'm going to post myself holding it up so that I can tag you in it, and we can put it on our social medias together. Boom, that part. Yeah, so. You have been having the pleasure of listening to the poetry of Nicole R. Brookins. Find her on social media. Buy her book. Support her poetry. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Have a great night. And enjoy the rest of my birthday, Ma.
Absolutely.
We will try. under the Queen's command, we shall.
That's right. Yes, waving like royalty on the 23rd. So thank you very much. This is our month.
I'm
just jealous. This is not his month.
Until 2023 and beyond.
Every day. Every day. Love you, Nicole. See you soon.
All right. Much love, Nicole. Take care. Oh, we got a special guest coming in here now.
All right.
I'm going to let you guess the voice.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
Oh, man. Hey. Just Jay and Gina Storm show. Man, I've been listening for the last 2 hours and a half, and what a show. How y'all doing tonight?
I love it here.
We appreciate y'all for letting us come in here and run around and kick tires on Instagram.
Absolutely. Listen, y'all running around and taking over, and, you know, it's amazing. I love it.
I truly do.
You're not saying that because it's a part of your network. You just general manager this network, are you?
This is part of his life's work.
Nah, I'm not saying it because.
Well, I don't even think it's that epiphany bias. I'm going to tell you what it is. He has also hosted my shows and still does host shows and has his finger on the pulse in the community to the point where he knows the difference between when somebody is on the air, they're just loving what they do, and somebody who is, you know, getting through their show. I can't phone this in. I love it too much. So this is awesome.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Welcome back. Great show. But I'm going to go ahead and get this piece done and out the way. So I know you got a few more callers, and I don't want to hog the mic because, you know, I ain't trying to get fired on my day off.
No, don't get fired on your day off. I'm glad that you came through.
Craig.
It's not a pilot. It's not a test run. Don't call it a comeback. We ain't go nowhere.
You ain't got the lie, Craig.
The maiden voyage of this ship. And we just want to keep it rocking steady. That being said, Jay, give the mic to your brother.
What a man says in silence. Do you understand what it's like to not have you by my side? Waking up to emptiness and pain on the inside, while my emotions run wild because I didn't do enough. Losing track of my focus is rough, hurling words at an invisible body that used to be there. At least I thought that loved me. Do you understand what it's like to wake up in cold sweats, thinking about all my broken relationships, regrets, hearing echoes from the broken shell of a man that used to love hard and unconditionally for the approval of a woman, wondering when will it be that moment she will up and leave with unspoken word movements. Do you understand what it's like to be fueled by love and included in its pain? It's no wonder it always pours down with rain when the sun is shining so brightly on everyone else, as my daylight is clouded with memories that just melts, grabbing at the thin air, reaching out for a love that, well, that's just not there. Do you understand what it's like to know a version of love that made you blind, willing to forsake all others for a loyalty that was not mine, or a manifestation of a truth wrapped in a lie, and not liking the answer to the why, clutching my chest to feel my heartbeat slowing because of a death that was becoming? Do you understand what it's like as a man to never be able to shed a tear in front of others because of an unspoken fear that someday my tears would be taken for weakness as the enemy no longer wishes to bear kindness? Do you understand what it's like? From the mind of Poetic.
I took that necessary breath. I don't know about Jay, but I grew up in a house with just brothers, no sister. And I saw my dad cry a couple times, but not a lot. But I would always, like, my heart would break to see them in tears. Like, if, like, a girl was involved, like, I would want to fight her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, violence is always my go-to. But that aside, it's huge when you see, you know, a big boy or a young man or a man of any age cry. It's a lot. Even little boys, they're always told to suck it up. No, I'm not telling my grandson to suck anything up because I don't want him to be broken on the inside because he couldn't cry on the outside because he was in pain, because something hurts, because somebody hurt his feelings. He needs to be able to express his emotions freely and not feel judged because of it. But if everybody's not raising their sons that way, there are a lot of little boys out there crying inside, and they need to be able to express themselves, and their hearts get broken too. It's not just women out here, you know, crying and singing sad R&B songs. This is men too.
Right.
Yes, this is a true story, and I've seen it. I've seen it so much. Like, all my brothers would have these stories, and they wouldn't want to tell me until, like, it was way over with or the girl had moved away because they know me. But the reality is you feel some type of way as a woman to know that the men in your life are being hurt by women. I hate that. Yeah. It's the same. It's just the same. Like, women try to think that, you know, men hurt us, you know, physically and emotionally, psychologically and monetarily. And you know what? Women did the same thing. There are a lot of men out here just broken because some woman did them just terribly, and they had no outlet for it. So I salute that. It was something
you,
that I had to tell you, sis, because I've been doing the line, and I love it. Okay, so the line that got me was grabbing at thin air for love that's not there. My heart was hurting. I was like, where's she at? Just, look, you ain't even got to give me a name. Just a location. It can be longitude, latitude, for real. Like,
right.
I can find her. I felt so hurt. But at that, I love that. I love that line. So,
thank you.
Oh, Poetic, yes. It was worth the wait. Thank you so much for hosting on and for being here and for doing all that you do in the Epiphany universe and for the welcome home.
Pleasure's all mine.
All right. Just, Jay, what you got for saying, a.k.a. Poetic?
Hey, Poetic, what was this piece about? Talk to us about some of the movements in here. What's going on in here, man, with this piece?
Oh, man, it's basically inner reflection. You know, I always talk about self-reflection. But in this piece, I decided to speak about things that I don't usually say because I keep it internal. So henceforth, the title, What a Man Says in Silence. Well, it's time for us to stop being silent and voice those things. So they know that we're human too, and we have emotions and feelings.
The some of the pitfalls with that right there is that there have been a lot of talking points built against that. They tell us to go ahead and go into there, but once we go into there, it can be like a catch-22 as well, as far as the things that we hold inside. I know some guys, I'm not going to say some guys, but just to my liking, some guys express too much. And it's almost like that those guys are the lens that everybody's looking at everybody through. What's the navigation as far as maintaining your integrity as a man, as you also are going to these other sides and to shore yourself up?
I stop caring about what people think. That's my navigation. Because at some point, if you care about what everyone's always thinking, you'll muzzle yourself. You'll revert back to what you used to be. And I grew up being very shy and not outspoken. Well, those days are gone.
And then they will point their finger at that too.
Yeah, so those days are over. So I no longer hold back. I have to be cautious because I have to remember others' feelings when I'm voicing. But when it comes to my writing and my poetry, you're gonna get it as I get it.
My man, it was some things inside of here that I was trying to quantify as far as a movement and how men move nowadays, and how, you know, the way that John Wayne moved, we can't move like that right now. That's a fallacy to try to go back there. No. It's a totally different game. Just from when I was on Epiphany, man, and listening to some of the things, and I thought that, you know, people were putting on, and I was having chit-chats with you on the air. And you're like, no, it's like this now. You know, so I said, you got to be kidding me, man. I said, I haven't been away that long. I feel like I was like Buck Rogers. I jumped in the shuttle and came back, and Princess Ardala walking around half naked. You know
what I'm saying? Absolutely.
But, yeah. We've got to put a workshop on, man. Well, I'm going to have to do something until we put a workshop on for men.
We definitely can do that, bro. We definitely can do that. But I'm going to move out the way because I know you got a few more callers. As far as what I got going on, I'll just jump to it. Hey, man, this coming Thursday night, the Get Down will be back with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Saturday night, y'all, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently next Saturday. That's where you'll find me. I mean, of course, I'm here at all the shows, but... I'm sorry, on Monday nights at 7:30, you can catch me on Poetry Corner, East Side Connection with King Atterbury. So make sure y'all tune in on YouTube. But let me get out the way, man, because like I said, I'm not trying to get fired on my day off.
Hey, man, we appreciate you doing what you're doing for us tonight, man. You are making this show so possible, man, along with the rest of the Epiphany family. We appreciate y'all very much.
We appreciate y'all. One love, one mic, and remember, take your socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Oh, yeah. Get them raw links.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're still listening to our voices. You've made it into overtime because we are now in the third hour of this show. Maiden Voyage done right. Apparently, they should have never gave us keys, but they did. So, just saying. Storm are here doing our thing. Glad to have you here listening with us. Who do we have next on the mic?
We have 573-262. How about it? Let's go ahead and hear what you got to talk about.
Hey, Sinister Spell, good evening, Small House.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing?
Let's
you still there, brother?
You
man, not a whole lot, man.
Taking over and destroying the world, are we?
Well, you know, that's the first one of the business, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
How have you been doing, Sinister?
Well, you know, I'm doing all right, man. My art.
How
are the
kids doing?
Show right now.
I said, how are those kids doing?
Kids are doing great. Kids are absolutely doing great. Got Christian's RV, getting by with them, wiring it, insulating it, putting up wood, taking donations, cash at me. That would cost a lot of money. got him about set up in his own spot. You know, everybody's got their own space. Doing good, man. Doing good.
Man, it's good to hear from you, bro. Have you still been hitting Clubhouse as hard?
No, I barely on there occasionally once more. I had deleted the app actually for like a month and didn't get on it at all. And then kind of got back on.
Why you want to keep your sanity like this, Sinister? Why are you trying to hold on to your sanity by deleting that app?
I've been really focusing on my other medium, painting right now. Working on the American Icon series and Sinister 7. And I got two up for sale right now, and I'm hoping that the first of the American Icon series, Uncle Sam, would be making hoodies. So,
where can we find your work at?
Right now, I have stuff posted on Facebook and Instagram. I need to find another medium to sell the art. But, you know, I have, like, two others
they
in
have
process.
Some
I put them doing tire.
They have some groups on Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and send them to you. And then also Etsy is also a good place to go ahead and do things like that at. And with that being said, Sinister, sir, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm making rounds with it. Get it dialed in. It's called Rip the Seven. Time escapes slowly for the mantle clock, like seeping water. Weeping on every moment. My eyes penetrate the tangled mess. She's gone. Are fallen angels permitted safe passage in their wake? Disappearing like a late season mannequin face. Cynically now these notions twist sunrises into abyss. Did you ever find your reason precious? Rope me in. No dream foretold love so deep. Despite your telesin, I hid and shook at sink's counter, vomiting for weeks. Not a scent, a picture sits, cracks on dividing walls. Still, the episode haunts me. You, the neighbor, lust. Alone, scrubbing, soiled, stained, your memory. I can't stop what I didn't start, inertia and demise. Shall I persuade adult acrids, disinfecting pods? Solutions ingested under smoky lights, corner bar. Trashing the drunkards you screwed with militant brutality. This burning disdain of foot-of-mouth rhetoric slurred. Besieges the punch-drunk clarity of goggled eyes. Agitating my social repugnance like fucking tapping at night. Slap fingers and big portals to claim territorial explosions and bolts, keeping insanity contained. Starting feverishly mad through crowded streets, fights! Seeking buffoons, constitution, violence inside, jumping off point for evil to consume city, initiating my own personal hell. Curtailed deviant inside an amicable asylum of music brain quells firing just shy. To relinquish vanity found in pedestrian eyes, signs. Lost amongst ill-tongued prophets, bureaucratic swine. Meanwhile, in Shitville, the impoverished and acidic rain breathed and lost sewage, rampant over population in decline. But I'm nothing. A monster, viable enough to be alive. How despised me reflection every passerby. These plastic jet-set faces and pixelated waistlines, knotted and bowed like some continued fucking nightmare breathing. Parasitic dumbfounded canvases putting in steel gray. 6 millimeters of sepulchre column, firing line. This land of ambient mercy, dying. Walking cloak, this reaper eyes, that of isolation under blood moon rage, death cries. Visions flow, tantalizing my commercialized mind, 200 versions to bring seductive virtual escapades. I download my libido invigorated and spoke to my youthful eroticism. This little point. A bravado left in my digital points of view. The piston hammering or shot in the hip side as pleasure ends in destruction. The repetitive you beat in. Trilling out of my lie, dancing a lost incantation of derelicts. This overpowering, stagnant breeze of deception. The mist. My pockets. My belly. Chambers. Hollow point shells. Shames on you, precious. Becoming me, this thing won't lift. 65 bottles and counting. My liver palpitates sickly. Monkey am I. Shining banana stupidity in your starlit insanity. Plaguing the world in your psychophobic skew. Vomiting lullabies. I crawled amongst the deepest bowels. Life's so ridiculous shit. And honestly, honey, rancid is your essence and red reaper scent. You created the end's love. Time comes grips. The Bakker agreed. And peace.
Wow. I need a GPS for a sinister spittle pieces because I often lose my way and have to get back on track. But I did come up with a line that I thought said everything that I needed this piece to say. I can't stop what I didn't start.
Nursing the mind.
Yeah. And that spoke volumes to me. So that was my takeaway. And thank you for coming through. Hey, I know you got to break down, so go ahead.
Sensitive for this piece right here, man. I was watching you perform this piece. And in my head, I was trying to place you in the place that you would be. I kind of like seeing you on a stage with a hard light on you. Well, in one direction. And you're going bananas with this piece. The way you were shifting gears in here was really nice. Was really nice. With you, I would go with the over-enunciation. And then that way it would go ahead and fall into a spot. But this piece was really nice. The writing on this piece, your piece kind of remind me of a almost like political satire of what Michael Rothenberg would call like some of the classic poetry. Although this didn't have any of the type of erotica that he spoke that erotica is, but this gives me that old feeling of a way of delivering a message out to a lot of people, and you don't want anybody to notice as far as like officials or what may have you to that extent. I like this piece a whole lot, bro. It's been a minute since I heard you spittle. It's good to hear you again tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Yeah, this is actually an old piece written back in 2017, but pulling it out last month here and there. I really like it. I don't know why I could tell you what spawned it. I enjoy it. Storytelling is fun. So.
What is this piece about, man? Give us a breakdown of this piece right here. We have a few minutes. I mean, well, actually about a minute and a half, if you can do that for us, sir.
This piece really just kind of houses my disdain for cheating, for infidelity, for lying about love and treating it callously. This piece is about a man, you know, and I write a lot of them. I've written a lot about them over the time. That man devastated the cage's heart and was betrayed and loses his shit, man, and people have to pay, you know. But really, really what it breaks down to is what he paid, you know, what the cost is to him for allowing that worth to be valued as such, you know, and I'm really big on that right now, you know, people in their worth, you know, you earn your worth, you build it like currency, you're not entitled to shit until you fucking, you do it, so, you know.
My man, I tell you what, we have about. Yes, sir. We have about 5 minutes. We have to get to this last caller. Send us to you. Take care of yourself. Hope to see you back in here next week.
One love, one mic.
Easy, brother. All right. Let's see what this other caller here got for us.
Hey,
caller.
What it do?
Man, you see, we in here, we barely holding on like in Vogue, bro.
I hear you. Well, congratulations on your show. It's all good.
How does it sound from that side, brother?
Oh, sounds good, man. Sounds good. I love the vibe.
All right, cool. If you saying that and you're not just playing with me, I probably can accept Van saying the same thing, yeah.
It sounds good, bro. It sounds good. Hey, Gina, it sounds good.
I love it here. Thank you, Pharrell. Hi. This is awesome.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
I look so forward to it, and here we are. Yay.
We're going to get better with this time management thing, too, boss. We got this, man. We with the help of these callers, we're going to get this right, by God, I tell you.
I hear you. You'll get it.
Yeah.
Did we do you so bad that we won't be able to get a piece out of you? You just want to chop it up with us, man? Because we put you in a terrible bind being a CEO, Raw Link, all this other stuff, LLC/LLC, everything.
You know, Commander in Chief, this is your universe, and we got our Raw Link. So what else can we do? But offer you the mic. We just, if you want to do something, we're here for it. We just, you know, we feel so bad about the time restraint.
It's all good. It's all good. I'll try to squeeze one in.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, give him the mic, please. Quick.
It's your mic.
All right. Her silence stared daggers of anticipation, and I felt every longings one piercing my heart like acupuncture, needling, pinching, signal sending in silence. My eyes were completely locked in, and my gaze spoke silently, eyes whispering, unblinking, everything that I've been feeling, thinking, she be what my eyes desire, so I stare intently with good intent, and see she has my full attention. I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. See, her eyes got me locked in there. Her lips, hers, slightly trembling, mind fully understanding, and suddenly I wanted her. I was pulled in, moaning inwardly in silence, that moan that we moan when something tasting real good. I moaned. And I wanted her, and that feeling that's building when you find yourself kissing, slow breathing, hearts beating, when that ice is finally broken and you're holding her, eyes closed, but you're not dreaming. You're touching her and being touched by her, and the heaving, heavy breathing matches hers. She had an appetite. She hungered, and it needed to be fed. And like a warm hug in your mouth, I wanted her. I wanted her to wrap the warm arms of her love around the shoulders of my lips. Embrace it, this beautiful visual, to just bathe in its elegance. The brilliance of her flirtatiousness, I wanted her even more, yet I just stared. See, she be what my eyes desire, so I stared intently with good intent, and see, she has my full attention, and I'm trapped in. I can't help but to stare. See, her eyes got me locked in there. She's got me hypnotized, caught up and trapped in her vibe, got me vibrating on high. Real shit, I'm lit, and the look in her eyes ignited it. And I'm going to give y'all the rest of that piece next week. In peace.
You can be first and last next week.
Oh, my goodness. It was awesome. Yes. Okay. So I know that time is short, but these are my lines. Pricking my heart like acupuncture. I moaned. But you moaned when you said it. I got to work on that. I'm not good at moaning in front of people. That's a private sound effect. I shan't be using with my siblings. But this is my last and favorite. Bathe in its elegance. Oh, that sounds like everything I need in my life. Yes, that's it. So we wait for the rest. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Pharrell. Thank you for the Epiphany Universe. And for giving me and Jade the keys to this room. We can come here in the household, the universe, on every other night. Yeah, run with the scissors.
Y'all great. Yeah, thank you, Gina.
Look in front of
people. We're going to see if it's
going to work, though. Thank you. You're the best. Yeah. You're the best. We love you.
Hey, I love y'all. Thank you.
Yay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything that we're supposed to be doing at the end of the show for real? Because, you know,
just telling everybody that you love. What time did the show start tonight? Was it 9 p.m. Eastern time?
It was 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
8 Central. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, at this
now.
Time.
Be back here at that time.
Yeah, at this time, you're just supposed to tell all the listeners how much you love them and thank them for coming here and to join you on your next show. Yep.
Absolutely.
I know some of the people out there. I don't know if I want to
see. All right, ladies, because we all know Jeff Jake is going to be just him. I'm going to thank you for coming through, because without you, there'd be no us. We'd just be sitting here, you know, on a phone call with each other, making sound effects and body noises.
Sound effects for real, I promise you.
I do. I blow my nose and I